This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
He sounds better because he's got that great accent.
Well, you see, he does a real Scotty, not the fake Scotty.
That's right. That's right.
So we know there's another career for you, doing voiceover work, Gogs, if you want to pursue it.
I think it would have a limited life, that career.
You think so?
Well, did you see, there was a thread in the Paracast forums after my last appearance, and the title of the thread was, you know, something along the lines of, Gogs does not sound like Scotty from Star Trek, which is what Don had said.
Are we talking about each Scotty, the one from James Doohan, the Canadian, or the one from Simon Pegg, the guy from the UK?
We're talking about Jimmy Doohan, definitely.
Well, Jimmy Doohan was doing, as we say, the cliched version.
Yeah, because he was Canadian as well.
Right. But he was also a voiceover specialist. Now, before we get too carried away with the free book offers, I wanted to make sure we get all this straightened out so there's no further confusion. So for quite a while now, we've been giving away a copy of Secrets of the Mysterious Valley, the ebook version, for those who subscribe to our weekly newsletter. There's no cost. It's just a weekly newsletter, which contains an editorial from me or somebody else, like Red Pill Junkie has written one, Chris has written a few, other authors, including Stan Friedman. You get the newsletter, and when you subscribe, we send you a copy, up till now, of Secrets of the Mysterious Valley. That offer is going to end as of September 8th. Now, if you've heard the show after September 8th, you know, I guess we'll give it to you anyway, but that's the official end of the offer. We've changed the offer then for the Paracast Plus, so instead of giving away just one book, you can get up to two books. So if you subscribe to 1 year, we'll give you Secrets of the Mysterious Valley. If you take it all and you subscribe for 5 years, we'll give you Stalking the Tricksters 2. You get two books for the five-year subscription. Find out more about the Paracast Plus. Again, it's plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. We're looking over here, Breakaway Civilizations becoming the main topic of discussion with Walter Bosley and Gogs MacKay. And Walter, I asked you if the airships from the 1890s may have been flown by some sort of representative or more representatives of one of these breakaway civilizations.
And in my opinion, that's a big fat yes. Absolutely. I'm convinced that the airship mystery of the 1890s was this faction that broke away from the breakaway, so to speak. Faction number two, the American and European based guys who just they didn't want to be part of world domination. They just wanted to do their own thing. And I think that by the 1890s, they had begun to develop what they were working on to the point where they upped the game. They upped their game anyway. And really were putting on a display, I think, for the opposition, saying, you know, here's what we got. Here's what we can do. You're not the only game in town.
Was there not some of the great airship mystery cases that was a few of them? Did they not have some kind of high strange aspects to them?
Not as many as you think, but that gets tagged on there. Very much like, you know, people say, oh, but weren't most of them all a bunch of April Fool's jokes and fakes? No. Very few of them, when you actually look at the accounts, very few of them were jokes and April Fool's, you know, stunts. In fact, a guy named Michael Busby has done an excellent book called Solving the 1896 Airship Mystery that I recommend. The high strangeness that you mentioned, when you look at the actual reports, it seems kind of weird in a retelling, but when you look at the actual reports, there's something very human going on there. And I think things were interpreted possibly, you know, as such, or that the technology was so unknown to most people and so would be considered advanced back then that it would seem as magic, to paraphrase that famous quote. But it really, about 95% of what you read in those accounts is a very human technology, and yet still just as fascinating because somebody's out there doing this stuff.
The thing that bothers me about all this is if we had these breakaway civilizations established in the 19th century, why haven't they taken over already?
Well, who says, number one, who says they haven't? Or number two, I argue that this second breakaway, they have no interest in taking over. Like I said a minute ago, they don't want to rule the world. They want to rule themselves. They want to go out there and have their own world. And they don't really want to rule over us. Now, the other guys, the ones that they broke from, I think these are the ones who, you know, have embedded within in this idea of the New World Order and the elitists. When you talk about all these elitists and doing all these heinous things, you're talking about, you know, breakaway civilization number one, you know, I'll call it, as opposed to number two. Because of my books, I have a reference label for them, but, you know, we haven't gotten into the books really. But I call the older one the elitist one, the one that's involved in the occult and the social engineering, the one that wants to rule us and is actually showing its hand in doing so. I call them Team NIMSA. And the other breakaway that just wants to be nuts and bolts and explore and don't want to, you know, rule over us, I call them Team Sonora. And my books
Walter,
give an explanation why.
Walter, could you expand a little on the occult interest of the elite group?
Well, they, you know, these are guys who came out of, the ranks of people into alchemy and hermeticism, and the ones who, you know, they're using magic, and we're talking that very, you know, that Enochian, you know, that ancient type magic, the kind of stuff Crowley, of course, was into, and things like that, and Jack Parsons and such, and they were historically this particular faction. Had among them, for instance, the luminaries and the spiritualists with capital S, because spiritualism, as you guys probably are aware, was very popular that emerged in the mid-19th century. And by the 1890s and the early 20th century, I mean, it was really popular. And spiritualism became what we call in our times the New Age movement. And these spiritualist luminaries, they were ingratiated with the people that I have identified as being associated with this elitist faction breakaway. And, out of this has grown social engineering and such. And when you dig deeper, you find a lot of occult ideas, because among the spiritualists and the others involved in this elitist breakaway faction, you also had, for example, the late 19th century, early 20th century German occultists. Okay? Yes, the same German occultists who inspired the Thule Society, who then in turn were very much involved in the rise of the Nazi Party. So we're talking that milieu. That whole European mystic occult milieu, and part of that was a desire to reach out to other entities, other worldly civilizations or beings. I would look to Peter Lavenda's The Dark Lord for a good overview of some of that stuff, but certainly, you know, he's not the only one to have written about this. But these kinds of things were very important to the kind of people that were also involved in the, allegedly involved in the airship mystery, like John Keeley. And author Theo Pymans has written an excellent book on John Worrell Keeley. And Keeley was a darling of the spiritualist occultists of his time.
We got Walter Bosley joining us this week with Gogs Mackay, and we're focusing on breakaway civilizations, which can take us into many places. You're in
the Paracast.
Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We're back with Walter Bosley and Gox Mackay, focusing on breakaway civilizations, of which there may be more than one. So let me ask you a real silly question here. Would someone like a Donald Trump be a potential representative of the breakaway civilization here to take over? Or is it a big joke?
I I think that the actual guys are a little bit more low-key. I don't think it's a big joke. I think he's very serious about, you know, what he's pursuing. But I, in my opinion, I don't think he'd be a good representative for either one because, you know, just his personality and his nature.
He's a loose cannon.
Yes, he would be definitely, I think, in their circles on either side. Both sides of the opposition, you know, the conflict, I think they're looking for people a little more low-key.
So what kind of absolute numbers are we talking about in either of these breakaway groups?
What do you mean by numbers?
Oh, how many people?
Who knows? I mean, you need people at the top. You know, in my opinion, I think what I call Team NIMSA, the older one, the one that is in, that does involve occult and elitist ideas, I think there's in numbers in our world more of them. And that might be just simply because they've been around longer. And because of their interest that they want to rule this world, so really technically this is their world. I think the other guys can take them on power-wise, and that's how they maintain their independence, so to speak, their personal sovereignty. So they don't necessarily need numbers to reflect their strength or anything like that. So I would say that the older one, the one that's interested in controlling this world, I'd say there's more. They have a larger population in individual numbers, but remember, the thing that I think theoretically that gives them, you know, what they are, that allows them to be what they are, is how many people of power, how many people of resource. You know, that's what counts. So, I mean, if they only need, if breakaway number two, Team Sonora, I call them, if they only need five guys at the top that can provide them, you know, the resources, then it doesn't matter if the other guys have 10. As long as they're able to match or exceed, you know, the numbers don't matter.
Well, one of the things here that possibly allows someone or something like this to take hold is that most people don't believe it. I mean, if you told
right.
the average person, well, there's a breakaway civilization consisting of rich people or the military-industrial complex
right.
or occult sympathizers, whatever, no one's going to believe them. Oh, we're just a bunch
right.
of wackos.
And that's what they count on, and that's what they're able to bank on, and that's reasonable. I totally get why. I mean, there's people that are going to hear this and say, oh, there's Bossily again. He's so full of crap. You know, I'm not buying any of this. And I get that. I totally get that. Like I say, it's just my personal, you know, opinion and position. I'm in the camp that says, yeah, I think this is going on. I've been convinced that something very close to what I think what I'm describing here is going on. Now,
let me ask you a quick question here before we go on. You've written several books covering a variety of subjects. If we wanted to get some of your stuff in writing about breakaway civilizations, which books would you recommend?
My best stuff where I venture into breakaway territory is where I venture into breakaway civilization territory in my work is in my Empire of the Wheel trilogy, specifically Empire of the Wheel 2, Friends from Sonora. I detail some of the German, 19th century German background with the older group and explain the two factions I was talking about earlier. And in Empire of the Wheel 3, the Nameless Ones, where I talk about the NIMSA, NYMZA, the NIMSA stuff, that gets into a little bit more of the breakaway civilization stuff. And then also my latest book, Secret Missions 2, The Lost Expedition of Sir Richard Francis Burton, gets into some peripheral breakaway issues. What I'm trying to do is put together a big picture, and my books give pieces of that puzzle of what my big picture is, my personal opinion and theory.
All right. But the other question I would have before we go on to some other possibilities here is, it's a fascinating theory, breakaway civilizations.
Uh-huh.
And there are reasons to think it's really happening. But can we prove it?
Right now, as such, No, not really. I think all we can do is present what we have and what we think is the strongest evidence and let people decide for themselves. I don't think right now it's provable.
Well, you've never been contacted by anyone saying, hey, shh.
No, I've never been contacted by anyone told to stop talking.
Now, we point out here, for those who don't know his credentials, he's a former AFOSI agent and a former FBI counterintelligence specialist. So one thinks you'd be the kind of guy who get down and dirty with some of this stuff, right?
Well, coming from, 18 years in various aspects of the intelligence community, there are certain things that, there are certain tactics that someone like me would recognize. There's a certain just ways of operating. There's certain things that, you would recognize, but it's not necessarily the thing that's going to uncover the smoking gun all the time. It's just, you see it a little bit more, a little bit clearer than the average person. But, the average person, all I'd have to do is say, here's my perspective. Here's the things I know. And they can easily, because it's not rocket science, they could easily comprehend it and go, oh, okay, yeah, now I see this in a little bit bigger and a little bit clearer picture like you do. So, that's really where that comes in handy, if that makes sense.
Now, we have some questions, by the way, from our audience at forum.theparacast.com. In our next segment, I'm going to have Gogs ask you some of the relevant questions. But I want you to think about one more aspect of so-called breakaway civilizations, and that is the rumor or legend of a secret space program, that there is something else going on, and that when we cut back, beginning with the last moon landing, other research and developments continued on in private. So as we break, why not consider some of the possibilities here? If there's a secret space program, does that mean that we continue to explore the moon after the official landings were over? Do we have a base there? Do we send spaceships back and forth, bringing supplies? That requires something a little more advanced than what we had back in the 1970s. What about Mars? Have we actually sent humans to Mars? Not just space probes, and we make a big deal about the space probes, but is it at all possible that we have sent humans to Mars? One-way trips or otherwise, so many possibilities. Walter Bosley, Gogs MacKay, Chris will join us later. You're in
the podcast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
They won't make it doing Beach Boys imitations.
No.
Walter Bosley, Gogs MacKay, breakaway civilizations on the agenda. So what about the secret space program?
Yes, absolutely. I'm convinced it exists. To me, it makes sense that it exists. I think that Apollo 11 was not the first time we put an Apollo manned craft on the moon. I think we did it secretly to make sure we could do it. Because remember, Apollo 11 was quite the dog and pony show for the whole world. And at that time, when we're supposed to be in a big Cold War and a lot's at stake for our reputation and such, it does not make operational sense to me that we would, for the first time ever, attempt this landing in front of the eyes of the world when it could easily have gone very wrong. And our first attempt, we could have killed those guys up there. I think that we did it secretly, the same technology, the same Apollo lander, the whole thing. I think we did it secretly first to make sure it would and could work before we did Apollo 11. Now, that's not to say that the Apollo 11 mission or any of those other Apollo missions were not as courageous and intrepid and as risky as they were. Of course, every single one of them was a risk. Every single one of them was just an incredible act of courage for those three guys in each case to do that.
So you don't believe in the theories that some of these moon landings were faked?
There's your answer right there, that the moon landings were fake. I'm sorry, that's nice, but it's fun for some people to talk about that. But there's no way in hell those moon landings, no, I'm not of that theory. So
therefore, Apollo 11 was really Apollo 11A.
Or just Apollo 11. I mean, the one that landed could have been, you know, Apollo whatever, Apollo X. Whatever the designator would be. To me, it just makes more operational sense that we would have done it secretly. Now, think about why do I say this? One of the reasons, without going into the whole thing to make him an Apollo 11 show, one of the reasons is, you know, look at Armstrong. Armstrong was a professional. To be the first man to set foot on the moon, he was pretty really quiet. You know, I mean, that's some serious humility there. I argue that, you know, even if you're just, aw, shucks, folks, I ain't nothing special, you know, you're gonna allow yourself to be paraded out every year on the anniversary of that, or every 10th anniversary. You know what I'm saying? You're the first man on the moon. And Neil Armstrong did not do that. In fact, it's argued that he did quite the opposite. Now, I would say that's because the man being a professional, let's say I'm right. Well, then therefore he and the other guys knew that they weren't the first. So, you know, it's like, hey, don't traipse me around. Don't parade me around when you guys know, I wasn't the first. Again, that does not take away from the accomplishment. That's just what I throw out there for something to consider, okay? Somebody might have a completely different view. Buzz Aldrin might want to punch me in the mouth or something. I don't know. But that's just something to consider. But to me, it makes more operational sense that they wanted to make sure it could be done.
So after we stopped going to the moon, what did we do, really?
I think we've put boots on the ground on Mars. I think we continued going to the moon. I don't think we stopped. People say, oh, Walter, whoa, wait a minute. How can you say that? You know, well, look, you guys know I'm an Air Force officer, reserve, inactive. And, you know, I was an OSI agent while I was on active duty. At one time I was stationed. My first assignment was L.A. Air Force Base in El Segundo. That's essentially a Space Command rocket, design and engineering base. And my personal opinion of the Air Force rocket program is this. I say this to people outside this. You don't know what actually was in the payloads of those payload containers, okay? Unless you were part of every single mission, not even the guys on the launch pad would not necessarily know what was in a payload container. It could very easily have been a manned pod, and the Air Force could have been launching manned missions, you know, from Vandenberg all day long, you know, people looking at the launches, oh, how pretty, and never known that they were putting people in space on board those rockets. And then there's other means. So, you know, I think Apollo, a manned space program, in the Apollo vein that the public knows about, that hasn't been our real only space program for a long time, if ever, as our only one. No, I don't think that. To me, that does make sense.
So how do we prove that? How do we go about proving that we have a more advanced presence on the moon, on Mars, or whatever?
You're not going to until you can build your own rocket and get up there and look around. That's as far as proving it, we can't. We, guys like you and me and other researchers, we cannot prove it, you know, unless, you know, somebody put something in our laps, you know, unless, like, if I were called to the Pentagon, hey, dummy, come in, here you go, here's the incontrovertible proof, show everybody. Well, yeah, right, that's not going to happen. Short of that, you got to build a rocket and go look at yourself. But right now they got the upper hand on that because none of us can get there.
But let me ask you here then. Why wouldn't we reveal some of this? Because it certainly would put the United States in a much better bargaining position around the world.
Well, maybe we are, but maybe we're revealing it in a little piecemeal way that only those who need to be the recipient of that message will understand. And the reason that they kind of keep it on the QT is because if we are showing it to them, showing, hey, we can whoop your fanny any time, don't get any ideas, that would be embarrassing to them, right? That would be, they don't want to admit that, so they're not going to reveal that. They're just going to kind of, you know, grumble about it in their own corner and try to catch up. Or maybe they are on the same level, which brings us back to what's really going on up there. But, you know, we don't know that it's not being revealed in some way. That's just it. You can't nobody can really say that it's not going on. Nobody, it's like the whole, and I don't want to get into this, but it's like the whole disclosure thing on ET. You know, some of us think that's kind of, they're already starting to do that. You know, starting that process, but just because it's not the classic, okay, everybody, you know, here they are, you know, that's up to them how that's done, if that's going to be done.
Okay, so we're talking here about the fact that there still is a genuine UFO mystery, something strange is going on, and we're gradually alerting people to it, and I've speculated, well, we discover more Earth-like planets around other solar systems.
Yeah.
We discover water on Mars. We see closer and closer evidence that's accepted by science that life is abundant in the universe. And if it is abundant in the universe, the next step is, okay, they came here.
Mm-hmm. And actually, let's put a finer point on it. We came here. You know, there's that possibility. That could be part of this whole dirty little secret, is that we came here. We're not of here.
You're looking at the last episode of Battlestar Galactica.
Very possibly, yeah. You know.
They land on Earth, and they intermingle with the local inhabitants.
Yeah. Yeah. That's possible. That's something to consider, is what I'm saying. Could
they
be wrong.
They are basically cohabiting with the daughters of men, the human race that existed here already.
That could be where all that came from.
So, therefore, can we think here, and this goes back to the UFO abduction thing, that when we talk about possible hybrid races, maybe those who have abductions are experiencing something in our racial memory going back to our origins where that's kind of what happened, where E.T. came here and they were like us sufficiently so they could get together and breed a hybrid race. And we are the hybrids. It's not something that is going to happen in the future. It's here. It's now, such as the fact that we've got to do our break. And we'll get to those questions in our next segment because this is so fascinating. We can do 12 more shows about it. Walter Bosley, Gox Mackay, and you're in
the USS Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Scotty.
Love it.
Beam me up. He never said, by the way, Captain Kirk, beam me up, Scotty. It was always Scotty, beam me up, right?
Yeah. Right, because he wouldn't say his own name.
Right. Well, Kirk to Enterprise.
Kirk to Enterprise, yeah.
So right now, William Shatner, by the way, he and his cohorts who do the writing, the actual writing, he's writing a biography of Leonard Nimoy.
Interesting. That'll be interesting.
All right. Gogs, before we go on, any questions here, and there are a few in there in the forums, relevant to where we've gone so far?
Well, considering that this was at short notice, there was a couple of questions came in at the question bank at forum.theparacast.com. So we have a question from Mr. Fibuli, or Fibuli, that's for Walter. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Fibuli he's joined only in July this year, and he is asking Walter, how hard or easy would it be for evidence trails to be destroyed when it comes to secret military government projects? I have heard people on the Paracast suggest that given the passage of time in certain paranormal or UFO cases, evidence would have surfaced by now if they ever actually happened. So I think it's basically what we've been talking about. How are they managing to keep it hidden? Why is it not surfacing?
Well, again, this goes back to some people would argue, who says it hasn't surfaced? It's not surfacing, and in one way, in the advancement of, you know, technologies. As far as smearing the trail or making the trail murky, I would think that that'd be easier than people think. It's just a matter of going back and looking at, okay, what trail have we left? What can we do to kind of muddy these waters up? Or can we just get rid of this thing over here? Let's just get rid of it. Now, I came to a thought when I was on active duty in OSI, they might not have had to muddy the waters or cover the trail because there's the issue of proprietary material. Now, when the government creates a technology and spends our resources, we, the people, theoretically own that. So therefore, the trail of what they spent and who they, paid it to and how this was created and on so forth, you know, there's got to be a trail for that, you know, the so-called paper trail, right? Because they have to answer to the people, so to speak. I'm doing quotation marks. However, and that has to be disclosed after a sufficient matter of time, even if at one time, you know, it was classified for whatever reason, unless it continues to be classified. Now, with proprietary material, when a private corporation develops something or owns some information, that's proprietary. It does not fall under the constitutional or regulatory guidelines which require that it be disclosed. That's proprietary. They never have to reveal that information or material to the public. And therefore, based on that, when I was an OSI agent, when I was in the Air Force, I came to the conclusion that years ago they put the custodianship of the knowledge of these things in the hands of private companies contracted by the government so that it would give them culpable deniability. Gosh, people, there is no trail to this. Why? Because it's been the private contract company and that is technically their proprietary material. So they don't have to hide the paper trail. It's not required by law to be hidden. It's just in the files of that company. Now, as far as it, you know, leaking out or emerging, again, I go back to, you know, there's all sorts of people talking about stuff and pointing to things saying, well, you know, there's a piece of evidence for it. There's, you know, a place where, you know, is this actually evidence, you know, of this going on? Is this evidence of, you know, ET presence or disclosure? Is this evidence of a breakaway? You could go on, you know, in that regard. So
I've got something I think is relevant to mention in here, and that is in the 1950s, you could read in aviation technical journals about research into anti-gravity. And then it just suddenly completely dropped off the radar and never surfaced again. And I believe Nick Cook in his book, The Hunt for Zero Point, I think he really, you know, homed in on this particular point. And that may have been the start of it. Going into private ownership of the military industrial complex of the aerospace companies. And then, yeah, the trail goes cold as well because there's, you know, there's no FOIA possibility, or, you know, it just, we have no right to this information, and I think that's what happened to anti-gravity research.
Certainly post-World War II era, I would agree with you, that's a factor, that's part of the whole milieu. Because remember, in my bigger theory that, you know, these breakaways and their technology began to emerge in the 19th century. See, and that includes the development of the anti-gravity or, you know, some type of lift other than traditional was going on. But, yes, certainly in the post-World War II era, as far as the entities we know about, meaning Department of Defense, United States Air Force, NASA and such, yes, certainly I would agree with you. They figured this out in the 50s, certainly by the 60s and 70s. It was like, hey, let's just put all this in the hands of the private contract company. They're contracted to us. We have access to it whenever we want it, but they own it. So therefore we have culpable deniability. To me, that's what makes sense.
Any more relevant questions, Gogs?
Okay, well, kind of. This is one. I've got a question here from Technomage, who's been posting since December of 2012. So we got past that date anyway. And it's for Walter. What would be the best book of yours to read for someone who has limited time to read? Something concise and compelling would be ideal.
I would say Empire of the Wheel 2, Friends from Sonora. And the Secret Missions books, those would be Secret Missions 1 and 2. The one about Hidden Legacy of Old California isn't just a book about just California. It gets into these things. But Empire of the Wheel 2, Friends from Sonora definitely would be your number one choice on this stuff we're talking about.
So the Empire of the Wheel books, they don't have to be read in order?
Well, Yeah, it's best because I will not rewrite the previous book in the next one to make it easier for readers. Empire of the Wheel 1 is the thickest of the three, and Empire of the Wheel 2 necessarily refers to certain elements and aspects of Empire of the Wheel 1. It has to, because some of the people that it deals with, you have to understand, you know, the events in Empire of the Wheel 1 to know who I'm talking about, as far as within their context of this Empire of the Wheel mystery. So, yeah, it's best to, you know, if you want the big full picture, to have, you know, Empire of the Wheel 1 there handy. But as far as, you know, what we're talking about today, if you want to have a good starter to jump in, Empire of the Wheel 2 has material that, you know, is a different direction than I thought this mystery was going when Rick Spence and I did the first one. Mm-hmm. So,
do you have much crossover with the material of a Joseph Farrell?
Oh, I, you know, when you say crossover, you know, I'm assuming, you know, the questioner means, you know, do I cover some of the same stuff? Yes.
Yeah, this is me asking, actually.
Oh, this is you. Yeah, okay. Yes. You'll, when you read my books, you'll notice that I reference Joseph Farrell a lot, where it's pertinent. I don't do it just to do it. But, yeah, absolutely, his research. In fact, he's told me, he'll tell you, that I filled in some, you know, historical background on the stuff he looks at. You know, he has found that my work in the 19th century stuff, particularly the German involvement and such, he finds to be very pertinent and very valid. So if you like what he wrote about what was going on, particularly with the 20th century Germans as regards, like, the Bell technology and this stuff, you'll like where Empire of the Wheel 2, Friends from Sonora, goes, because it fits, yes.
This fits, too. We've got to do our break here. We've got more questions from our listeners, and I have a few more questions to ask about the secret space program of Walter Bosley with Gogs Mackay. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.